minutes or anything.
So for some reason, I can't get Facebook frustration page. I can't get it to link properly for some reason.
So our main platform, people can't see us.
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty much the only audience that we have, bro.
I think we're live right now, by the way.
Oh,
what's up, ladies and gentlemen? That was a great intro.
Yep.
Well, unfortunately, we're not going to have half the audience that we normally have because for some reason it said something about data usage or something that it said reduced data. And I'm like, what? Anywho.
Yeah, we advertised on Facebook and we can't even go on.
I think that's some shit.
Yeah, is anybody even watching?
No, not for my view count that I can see. Oh, wait, hold on. There's a live chat. Twitch? Somebody is. Oh.
So, this whole platform's kicking ass, but then we can't go where...
Yeah, but then we can't go on our main... What's weird is it's streaming right now to my page. It's streaming to Patrick's page, but for some reason, our profile, let me rephrase that. But it's not...
Your actual profile pages?
Yeah, it's going to our profile pages, but not our actual...
On Facebook.
On Facebook, yeah.
Well, it's not going to mine.
Well, you got to log... You got to put your credentials in. You got a new platform. You got to put in all your shenanigans. Yes, this is why I wanted you to get here early, fucker.
It is not going live on your Facebook.
Oh, shit.
I'm looking at it right now. Let me check Patrick's.
Oh, shit.
Nope. Nothing going live.
What in the far big fuck is going on? No, it says. Yeah, it is. Right there.
That's your page?
Yeah. What if I share it? Bear with this.
Hold on. Where, though?
You literally click on my profile photo.
Hold on.
Yeah, you might need a refresh.
Hey.
Bloop. Mine, see? Mine has his live. What the? Your shit's jacked, bro. I know this is great audio for everybody.
Sorry, y'all. About par for the course.
How do I share this? Bear with us. Technical difficulties. All right, so if I copy.
Yeah, I don't. I'm going back to your page. I closed everything down, rebooted, and it's still not showing live. Interesting. Very interesting.
Why is there no way to fucking share once I'm on my actual page? Aha! I'm gonna beat this motherfucker. I'm gonna beat this shit out.
You're live on your Instagram.
Oh, I'm Emma?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you're live on your Instagram, but you ain't live, which is weird, because look, we're this way, but the chat is crooked. And the chat is down.
Like, oh, the
chat, and we're like that. Yeah. I don't understand. Well, oh, we got one viewer. Hey, viewer, thank you for tuning in, whoever you are. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty on our main platform.
All right, so we got somebody on Twitch. We got somebody on the our Instagram, which is cool. This is the first time ever streaming, I guess, live on Instagram. Oh, wait, that was probably you when you were...
Thank you to me. I appreciate me for watching me.
Thank you, Andy.
For watching us.
Thank you for being a loyal listener and host.
Yeah, like, shit. Where's my flag or my badge or whatever that is?
So the cool thing with this platform is we supposedly can see, like, the stars and see the people that, like, show up and that sort of thing.
So why can we not go where our main audience is? Because I feel like that's where we really are get anybody.
I don't know. That's so weird.
Are you able to switch back to the other platform for the evening or no?
No, it's done.
Yeah.
And this freaking music is, even at 1%, it's still too fucking loud. Yeah, it's too fucking loud.
Oh, you can't turn that down?
No, that was at 1. Oh, shit. I don't know if our volume on our headphones is so high that that's the problem or if it's...
That was loud as fuck.
Yeah, okay. So that was at 1. So that being said, when we record our own music, we need to make sure the volume is super low. That way we can boost the levels.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the things we learn. Is Patrick, is he here? Yo, Patrick, you here? Yo. All right. Patrick needs to, once again, figure out the fucking sound.
Dude, it's all kind of fucked up, dude.
I don't know what you did, but you made it worse, bro.
Yeah, you're cutting in and out, like, fuzzy. I don't know if you changed settings between when you left and came back, but you left it the same.
For real. What? This shit is really starting to fucking annoy the hell out of me.
I mean, is there anybody tuned in watching us just sit here? Like, maybe we want to come off the air for a little bit and figure this out or no?
Nah. That would make too much sense, bro. Can't be having it. Bobby says,
yeah,
late as usual. Why is the comments not showing up?
That was a message. That was a direct message.
Oh, okay. I was like, why are the comments not showing up? So I want to see this chat feature, damn it.
Hold on. Let me see. Yo.
Yo, Patrick, you fix your shit yet? Hold on. Let's see. Yo, Patrick. Oh, we can hear him eating. This is fucking delightful.
Yeah.
We can hear you eating as usual. Why do you wait till the podcast to eat?
So Jamari is watching from Instagram, and I am.
All right.
I just commented. Can you see anything?
So is there a lot of static?
Yeah, from you fucking eating.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry to the audience that is here right now.
Yes, I'm sorry, too.
Shut up, Andy. You weren't even here last week.
Such a delayed reaction.
You mean when the podcast was working?
Mm-hmm.
He must have a delay. He's got to have a delay in his.
You weren't working.
See, he would have just answered me. He's got a delay in his shit, dude.
I don't know what the hell's going on with
him. Yeah,
like between him eating and trying to talk at the same time is fucking annoying as shit. Drives me fucking nuts.
Fucking Dingleberry.
See, oh my watch, God. I gotta take him off, dude.
He's gonna answer us late. You'll see. Watch.
All right, ready? Hold on, should we? It sounds like he's taking a shit. Taking old man shit.
I'm in the bathroom taking a shit.
I knew it. That's why it's no wonder it sounds like a fucking
is a big delay. Jesus.
Yeah, note to self. This ain't working. Oh, it is. The comments are showing up on it.
I'm in the bathroom taking a Bobby.
Oh, Jesus.
What is this? Is this YouTube?
Yeah. Oh, my God. This fucking guy.
Hold on.
Who?
What?
I'm trying to get this shit to work, man.
Try harder.
Yeah, YouTube is working.
Dude, there is a hell of a delay.
Ashley's in the comments. But of course, did you see my comment? Yeah, I see your comment. We decided to switch platforms again.
Well, this time it's a Lifetime, so we're not going to be switching prior of hopefully ever. But we do need to get this
on Facebook.
I shot a screenshot. Well, we're on Facebook on our FU page. The link is, I don't know if anybody can log into it.
Hold on. But yeah, the notifications about us going live and how we had it and like.
Yes, because there's an error. There's an error message for some reason. I don't know.
Error. God damn it. Fuck the air.
Fuck the air.
Like, see,
oh my God,
I can't...
dude. Fucking Patrick's driving me goddamn nuts with that shit.
With what?
You're fucking eating. God.
I thought you had me on mute.
No, you fucker. If your face. Oh my God. And what's up with your camera? There you go. Mute your dumb ass.
Yeah, like, okay, hold on. Ooh, yeah, the link isn't up on the page, dude. Like, I just clicked on the advertisement for tonight. I also clicked on the actual link. Yeah. There's no way to see us on Facebook outside of what you were seeing on your Facebook. Let me log back into your stuff real quick. See if Devin's live yet.
I posted it twice.
No, it's still done. My God, what is going on?
Hey, it says that the event FU podcast was deleted.
What?
Oh, you actually heard me that time?
Yeah. Yes, we.
Bro, we've been hearing you, fucker.
Oh.
You just haven't been fucking responding to anything we're saying.
I'm eating nachos. See, look.
Dude, we can't see shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, I just got cheese on my fucking keyboard.
That's really what you get, cheese being on his cheese dick.
A cheese on his dick.
Hey, we can finally see your dumb ass.
Shut up. I'm going to start eating again.
Instagram and YouTube is the only place that you can find us right now. Maybe Twitch.
Holy Christ, chicks. Let's see. How do I fucking share this shit?
This is crazy. This what? Is fucking crazy.
How the hell do I share this shit? I should be able to just hit copy link. All right, Andy, you're supposed to come up with some filler while we're figuring this shit out.
I mean, hey.
He's not good at that.
No shit. Clearly.
You know what Patrick's good at? Filling his mouth with cock.
Hey,
there, he's back. Either that or testicles. I mean, dude, oh man, it is almost Christmas time. He needs chestnuts.
Shut up.
I mean, that's his fate.
You're a dumbass, dude.
Everyone, Patrick's favorite holiday nut is definitely chestnuts.
No. All right, you know what? Just for that.
No delay now.
Just for what? You hear him crunching on them nuts, right?
Oh, yeah, he's always crunching on nuts.
You hear that, motherfucker? All right, who's Mike B?
It sounds like a rapper. That's Mike D, really. D. My name's Mike D, and I'm... Yeah.
What's up, Mike B?
V. V as in Victor, you fuckwad.
Andy, he's starting again.
You know what? The show hasn't even really started, so, like, fuck. Like, God damn it, man. Why is this happening all the time?
Dude, it's always something. It doesn't matter what platform we do, where we go, what we do. It's always some kind of fuckery going on.
It's a conspiracy against us.
I think it is.
Biden's got us down, man. The government got us down.
The government.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of government, What are your thoughts on this whole push now that they're trying to like get Congress and all this shit to go after the people for not disclosing UFO UAP shit?
That's whatever. I don't even want to talk about that shit.
I got an opinion, but I don't know how to communicate that.
It's bullshit.
I use triple negative, double negative, triples.
They are stupid.
They are stupid. No, it's
they are stupid.
It is stupid. You gotta say it like Patrick.
They is stupid.
They is stupid. They is stupid.
Yo, Patrick, what's going on in your world, man?
Nothing. Just trying to figure this shit out.
Yeah, me too.
Eating.
As usual. Why do you wait till the fucking podcast? Do you not eat all fucking day?
Yeah, I do.
And can somebody please ask me, like, answer this question? Why is it when I write a goddamn novel to somebody, and it's in English, mind you, see the camera? They respond all in Spanish. And it's a business!
Well, you know that's the new preferred language of, you know.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to respond in German. Let them try to fucking figure it out. And then when they reply again in Spanish, I'm going to fucking reply in Italian. Then fucking, I'm going to just keep going down the languages.
They're like, what? What is going on?
Like, I don't understand it. Like, do you want work? Do you want money? Or do you not like either one? So, you know, that stuff I sent you, Andy, yesterday, about the box.
Yeah.
So I had had AI basically build and design a box.
I don't trust that, but AI shit. Fuck that.
But yeah, it did all the math and stuff. I mean, I don't trust the pictures, but. It basically said I had 10 cubic feet. And I only needed 5 cubic feet, so I got double what I need. So that's a plus.
For one?
No, for both. It's 5 cubic feet, and I got 10. It's 2.5 cubic feet per one.
You know,
what?
Of storage space?
Yeah.
You have in your vehicle.
I have 10 cubic feet.
You know, that's up too, right?
Yes. I've measured. So it's a trapezoid, actually.
How far up do you want the speakers to go?
So, well, obviously, I don't have to go near as tall. I measured 13.
Because you might as well cut that in half.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to block your back window.
Well, I can block the back window. I never use it anyway. Okay. I never use it anyway.
Well, in that case, yep. No, you got 10 full square feet.
I got backup cameras and shit. Plus, I got rearview mirrors. I never use the fucking back. I never look backwards.
I don't know. If you had smaller 10, 12s, I would agree with you. I know what those can do.
Yeah, I know.
In a very big box.
Well, the specs, we were going by factory specs. It went out and actually got the factory specs.
For Sundown?
Yeah, for Sundown. For those exact speakers. So it said that all it needed was 5 cubic feet or whatever. So I got...
So this was the exact rendering of it.
Well, yeah, you can't go by the images, obviously, because the images, like, it was literally, I said I wanted back rear firing, which obviously, if you look at the pictures, they're totally not rear firing. You got firing in every fucking direction. Like that. And then if you look at the math on it, it doesn't even make sense.
If you look up that 12,
yeah,
it does not. You cannot use a sealed box. You have to.
Yeah. So then AI gave me two different options for ports, whether it be a L port or what was the other one? A notch or something. I can't remember the fucking other port, but there was basically two ports, two different types of ports that I got. I got options.
You might want to run that to buy somebody that I can build.
Oh, I have to.
I can't design them.
Well, no, and that's the thing. I have to take that math or that thing that I sent you, I gotta send that to a box builder and then they should be able to build. And basically I want it to emulate, look similar to the JL Audio 12 inch wave type box. Which has some patents, but they only have it for one 12. If I had to do two 12s, then the patent doesn't exist anymore.
So
who the hell's dropping balloons, you fucker? Is Patrick playing with the software now?
I don't know.
Hey, Patrick, we can't hear nor see you.
Are you even here?
Are you even here, bro?
Oh,
yeah. All right. What the hell was that? Was that you?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Was that your audio?
No more. Not anymore.
What was that on?
That was on.
Was that on Frustration Page?
I'm in the studio.
Oh, okay. So anyway, going back to the speaker thing, that was who messaged me.
So when you're in the studio, it's almost like you're actually watching. It's weird.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Like there's no delay or what?
I mean, it's I don't know. It's just different. But anyways, but yeah, it's going to be complicated.
Well, I mean, all the measurements and everything are there. You just got to figure out.
I mean, if you wanted to pay for a design, we could build it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I'll pay for the design. I just need to get her done.
I can hook you up with that.
Hell yeah.
So literally all you do is you send your subwoofers, your amp that you're using, and subwoofer models, how many, obviously, amp you're using, and your max external dimensions that you're able to go.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, there's other stuff that goes into it, but that's the starting point. And then they'll start that, and then they'll start asking, do you want it musical? Do you want it just to hit lows? Are you looking to get windy? Are you looking to do this and that?
So I had it tuned for 35 hertz, rear firing. So AI actually asked me all those questions, which was pretty interesting.
Well, 35 is the general tuning for W7s and JL. That's their recommended specs coming out of JL. Most of their ported boxes are tuned, not just the maze ports, mm-hmm. but actual just L ports, normal mm-hmm. L ports. They're usually tuned about 35. If with my design, like what I got for those 10s, mm-hmm. I'm catching from 48 all the way down to 22 hertz. So I got really good hefty bass, mm-hmm. but I'm not windy because it's a fourth order and it's not moving a lot of air, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, I want it to move some air.
You want it to move some air, you're either going to want to, well, you won't have room for a sixth order. You need an open face ported if you're trying to move air.
Okay.
If you really want to move air, like, mm-hmm. you fucking sacrifice the back seats, but like, I could build you a fucking monster with those things, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Those things are, those 12s are intense. They are.
I might do something. I don't know. I'm debating because.
You put four of those together, dude. Woo! Or if you max, I tell you what, if you maximize the space with one of those in that car, holy shit.
So you had me thinking. So when I did the math and I only measured 13 inches, which would still leave me clearance to look out the window, it literally put it even with the headrest. Mm-hmm. And it was at 10 cubic feet. I was like, well, shit, now I need two more subs. I was like, literally like, let's put four in.
If you honestly, the with those kind of with subs that move air and have that much excursion, you're yeah. wanting a larger enclosure.
Right.
With because you could put 412s in there, but unless you were doing a wall and just sealed off the entire back.
Actually, yeah, that'd be pretty dope.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It's a lot. A lot of, oh my God.
Dude, my back window would be shattered.
The shitty thing is you got a hybrid.
Yeah.
And you need to be able to get to that. That's, yeah. when you wall off a vehicle, you might as well kiss getting into that all goodbye because you are putting a permanent box that doesn't slide in and out of your vehicle.
Well, I mean, isn't it just a wall?
No, you have to build the enclosure in behind it first before you wall it off.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can't just throw up a wall and break that.
You could. That's called an aperiodic, but the thing is if your back end isn't completely airtight everywhere, you're fucked.
Yeah.
You're going to lose the majority of the sound. You'll feel it because you're going to hit really good low notes.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like really hearing it.
Yeah. Yeah, so as far as SPL and all that sort of stuff, they said it was like the range was 30 to 40 to get the highest SPL with those speakers.
Those things can get, dude, I've seen them get as low as 15.
Yeah, but you can't hear it.
Some people but that's just it. Like, it depends on what kind of competition you're running. Like, there's some people that are hitting 22 hertz but are still hitting 150. That's really hard to do. Yeah. 150 decibels at 22 hertz is fucking almost impossible.
That's when you're seeing the shit move, but you ain't hearing none.
And your body's like,
I can't.
Your eardrums are going, or your earlobes or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, no, man. There's those 12s are built to move a lot of air pressure.
Gotcha.
The Sundowns does a lot of R&D. I compare their R&D to JL.
Mm-hmm.
As far as technology and what they research, JL, I think Sundown is still overpriced, and everybody's like, you just say that because you're broke or you can't afford it. Well, I don't really want to afford it when there's almost as dope as brands out there for cheaper. But there's just as dope brands for more money too as well. But like JL, I've always thought was overpriced for what they have.
Oh yeah.
They throw their patents around like they're, you know, their dick and stuff. Yeah. So like, well, you know, we got 7 patents on the W7 and they own, or is it 8 patents? I think it's 8 patents on the W7 and mm-hmm. then, and I don't know if they're still current patents or not.
They last about 10 years.
When they were designed, mm-hmm. I know they did. They might have like retweaked design. I don't know. That and the W6s have 3 or 4 patents on them that nobody's allowed to do or whatever. But I'm sure somebody somewhere has replicated the technology similar. Because Sundown is fucking, they are badass. I would,
yeah.
If I had Sundown money, I'd probably get a Salt amp because you don't have to run a steady 14 volts all the time with those amps and get mm-hmm. the power out of them that you need.
So that's what I'm kind of looking at is the Salt, because right now I'm missing the one key thing is the amp, because all the amps that I have, they're not going to push that thing. Like they'll be good for other projects.
You to push 2 of them. I mean, you really need.
So I'm looking at that Teramp for it's 8,000 watts. So
yeah,
split that up. That'd be 4,000 watts.
But now just please understand, you've got to feed that power. That thing will catch on fire. That amp will catch on fire.
So I do have a bunch of fans already set aside.
Well, it's not just the fans. So, yeah. So what happens is if you stay in like the 13.2 to 14 range while you're driving or charging, you'll be decent. You'll be okay. The thing is when you're going hard in the paint and you hit like a super low note and it mm-hmm. draws a shit ton of power out of your amp, what happens is it tries to suck all that amperage through your like.
It's like trying to fit an elephant through a garden hose.
Mm-hmm. same sandwich.
Yeah.
And even if you've got the amps to cool it down or the fans to cool it down, you still got a short going into your board and it's going to end up shorting out or frying out. And so that's. Teramps are very good amps as far as cost, as long as you've got the power to feed them.
Right.
Because you'll see this. I like them. I have one up in my closet. Mm-hmm. But you'll see guys in groups all the time. Fucking yo, what do they call it? Burnt amps or something like that. Like mm-hmm. they Stetson and Tar amps are usually occasionally made fun of, but the thing is I've seen some really big builders use them too that know what they're doing. So it's kind of like, you know, do these motherfuckers just don't have the power to run them and caught it on fire, or are these legit builders saying fuck Tar amps? And it's not legit builders. If you run the god damn it, every time he talks it cuts me off.
Oh, is it doing that?
Yeah, nobody likes you. What are you doing?
Y'all can hear me, but I can't hear y'all.
Yes, we can hear you, dumbass.
What are you doing with your camera?
Yeah, what are you doing with your camera? You're about to get banned from the show.
Yeah, I think we've banned ourselves this evening.
Yeah, I think we did. Well, luckily we're not live on the frustration page. No. You're going bye-bye.
So just to let you know, my next vehicle is going to be a small SUV. And I am.
Oh, you did decide on the SUV? Yeah,
I'm going to go ahead and get a different amp to push those those 12s. Mm-hmm. So it won't happen right away, but I eventually will be selling that 5,000 watt or that 3,000 watt. I don't. If the 3,000 watt.
How many fucking amps you got?
I'll have. I got three right now. I got a JL 650 by one. I got a 3,000 by one. And then in my car, I got a 5,000 by one.
Damn.
And then I'm trying to, or what I'm wanting to get, if I can find it, it's they don't make it anymore, at least not for Wolfram. They don't. It's a either their Arctic Wolf 5000, or they made a different a dark gray one that's 7,500 watts.
Oh, really?
Yes, and I'm trying to get one of those, and I will be pushing the shit out of those 12s. In that SUV, I will be putting down that third row and sacrificing it for sure. It's going to be pretty crazy.
What did you decide on? What type of vehicle or what?
I want to get an MDX. I'm just going to go ahead and get an MDX.
MDX, that's an Acura, right?
Yep. Because I looked at the
RDX. Oh, why you like the Acura?
Hondas, but Toyotas, man. Like, I don't like the smaller SUVs, and those are the only ones I can afford. I want something that's decently quick, and it is all-wheel. The one I'm looking at is all-wheel drive, so which is, you know, pain in the ass if I need anything done mechanically. But still,
be careful with all-wheel drives, because you can't just replace one or two tires. You got to replace all fucking four.
I know.
Pain in the ass.
I know. Trust me.
Natalie found that out the hard way.
I got an ex-brother-in-law, you know, that works for Discount, and he's told me, he schooled me on it. But no, I've learned that about Jeeps and shit too. If it's true all wheel drive all the time, you have to do.
Mm-hmm. And that's crazy that the sensors and shit, like, it really fucks the vehicle up that much. Like, back in the day, it didn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
Now with all this technology and shit, we're actually going backwards instead of forward. It makes no fucking sense.
It's you know, it's a flip flop effect. But yeah, no, I want to get an MDX. It seems to be the one with enough room.
Is the MDX, is that the bigger one than the RDX?
Yep.
I always get the two confused.
The RDX.
I love the interiors.
I looked at a really dope ass sporty RDX A-spec, but it's premium fuel only because it's turboed.
Stay away from turbos.
I know.
And rule number one.
So it's premium fuel. It was really dope. It had the pickup. I was impressed. I was like, what? It had a 10-speed transmission.
Nice.
It was really dope. But just we opened up the trunk and it was very underwhelming. I was like, you know, it didn't have a third row, number one. And the space I was having to work with wasn't like, I want room to build these 12s. Like, I'm not going to sit back and you know,
get you one of them soccer mom cars, a Tahoe.
No,
build the ultimate.
And I don't want those big ones, man. Like, I want something that's still, if I hit the gas, it'll get up and go, even if I have that in the back.
Yeah.
And you know, those Tahoes that, you know, they got V8, but they're fucking what?
Oh, no, you just reminded me of something. So that's one of my biggest complaints about the Lexus that I have is the get up and go, like the lack of power. And then I just got me thinking, I was like, you know what? If I put a heavy ass box in there, it's going to be fucking way worse.
Yeah. So I got a front wheel drive car, right?
And that's what mine is too, front wheel drives.
And every time I've put more weight in the back of that vehicle.
Yeah. What happens?
It's torquey.
Uh-huh.
So now that I have all that weight in the back, when it's a slight bit wet, I'm losing front wheels. Like, almost as immediately as I try to get in.
Yeah, because, like, right now, I can go, like, 120 fucking wet roads. It's fucking great. This car
If I try to pull out onto the service road and it's wet, I'm, like, spinning tires, dude. Mm. And I got traction control. That's what's really funny. You cut me off again. God damn it, man. Nobody asked for your bullshit. I knew it. You can hear me now. Oh, now you can hear me. Okay.
Can y'all really hear me? Seriously?
You're loud as fuck.
You're loud as all fucking hell. Stop eating.
Am I loud?
Yes, stop eating your mic.
Okay, what about now?
Still loud.
Okay, now?
Back away.
Is that okay?
A little better.
Still a little better?
I don't think anyone has seen us tonight.
I know, right?
Somebody said something right here.
Did y'all hear that?
Front seat, something about the wife or something.
Pepsi 1-2. Why is that not showing up?
Keep the wife in the front seat. Wait, what? Shit, I guess we should have been paying attention.
I know, right?
I don't see anything.
What
It
doesn't show you what platform they're on.
I don't. Yeah, no. I don't.
Hey, did y'all hear that?
Pepsi 1-2 says small body, small voice.
Oh, they must be.
That's Bobby.
That's Bobby. Yeah, it's okay. Gotta be Bobby. That's awesome.
All right, so can y'all hear me for real?
Yes, you're so loud.
Well,
like,
get
seriously.
Your fucking dick sucker away from the mic.
Hold on, fucking dick. Hold on. Both of y'all assholes.
Back the fuck up.
No, you shut the fuck up, because you know what? I can roast your ass, motherfuckers.
Microphone, not a penis. Get your mouth up.
Okay, how about that? Is that good?
A little better. Yes. That's a lot better. You're still loud as fuck for some reason. Yeah, motherfucker. Oh my god, you're killing me, Smalls.
Dude, the delay is horrible. Look how far back this delay is, dude. The video delay, that's insane. That's almost a good 30 to 45 seconds.
But this one's not.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. I don't know.
What was weird is, like, literally you would say something and, like, the text would come across. I was like, holy shit, that's like almost real time. I was like, they got the AI shit working overtime on this mother. Yeah, everything's good, man.
Okay, I want real quick. So I'm looking on everything that's signed up to add stream.
Uh-huh.
The Facebook frustration page is not signed up on here. We've got webinar, Frustration Unlimited, looks like Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, Edge on YouTube, Devin G, you are on Facebook, DGE Media on YouTube, and Patrick on Facebook, but not Frustration.
Yes, I've already said that like 5 times.
Oh, so you did it from here. Oh, I thought you were looking at something else, man. My bad. I thought I discovered something. Shit.
No, that's what I was saying.
I hate you. I hate you.
Oh, Patrick. Martin. Wait, did I fix his volume level finally? I did. Yes. Yes. Now quit fucking parroting me, jackass. Dude, you're about to go on fucking timeout. Can we ban a host from the show?
Ban hose.
What, did you fart?
No, he did earlier.
No, thank God.
I really hope you're not trying to fart on air, dude. That's so juvenile. Not your face, though. We're talking about stereos and shit.
Yeah. God, he's just asking for it.
Mine's worth more than your life.
Yeah, just look at Tupac. 10 albums later, after he's dead.
All right.
Oh man, that's crazy.
I'm back. That's all. Oh. I added my page to the stream.
How'd you do that?
I did. I'm in the studio. I did it the same way you added your page.
Well, can I go in and add the FU maybe? I don't know.
Now it's not giving me an option to fucking add. What the fuck? Oh, ho ass motherfucker, right? All right, here, let me try this.
Hey.
Yeah, a little bit. Why are you taking a shit again? What do you got, the fucking runs? Probably take some Imodium with your Midol.
I'm just in the bathroom.
I mean, we heard you spanking it earlier. I was like, I had to fucking mute your ass. So what's new with you, fucking Captain Crunchy fucking Salt Lick? Andy's over here making fucking noises.
I'm going to see if I can add the frustration thing. All right. Log in.
No, I don't hear nothing.
Sign in with Facebook. Oh, no, it went right back to my other profile. Oh, well.
Yo. Hello.
Hey, that was an idea.
There's an idea.
What was I doing last night?
Oh, I figured out how to get the music.
Oh yeah, no, yes, no, I was available last night.
Yeah, what you have going on last night?
All I was doing, yeah, we had date night. We went out to eat, but I was available afterwards. But at the same time, I was also hanging Christmas lights.
Was that last night or was that yesterday? Day.
Sunday. It was Sunday, and I'm hanging more. I was hanging more last night. And by the way, those hot glue tutorials, instead of staples from window frames, use hot glue instead of fucking staples. Once it works,
yeah,
it's great. But you got to clean the shit off. Those of you who want a Christmas light hanging tip, if you're trying to hang Christmas lights around windows and you want them to look organized and nice, instead of staples or using some kind of nail to hang them, I wish somebody would staple your fucking mouth shut. And anyways, so you use hot glue. Make sure the surface is clean, though. I found out the hard way. It kept fucking peeling off. But yeah, once you get it down and get your process, it is easy.
Everybody knows it's supposed to be dry and clean, motherfucker. I mean, come on. If you put hot glue on a surface, it's supposed to be dry. God, you're such a moron.
Oh, too bad you can't see Andy's face right now.
Why?
Oh, it's classic.
Everybody's jamming to the music tonight.
Yeah.
I feel
at least it's not screaming in my ear like earlier.
I used to play a video game on my phone that had this only, just almost the exact
same
the song. God, he's such a whore. He's a whore because he's got a whore Christmas tree.
Yeah, he does.
Horror Christmas tree.
A
whore Christmas tree? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, boy. I don't
Hey, know. Can y'all hear me?
Has anybody got any plans for holidays?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, fucker.
Is it still my regular voice?
Yes, it's still your regular voice.
That sucks.
I know. That's what we were saying.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Salty ass motherfucker.
Salty ass motherfucker.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I'm going to lick my...
That's too bad y'all can't hear what I hear.
Lick.
Really, seriously.
You don't need to hear about your gay porn.
No, it's he not. Okay. That's Andy. Andy likes the gay porn.
He's watching gay people because he feels gay.
Yeah. He talks about balls a lot.
Sounding like Liz right now.
What?
God damn it.
You want a shot?
Yes, I need a shot, God damn it.
I need a shot, too. I ain't got no alcohol.
I'll recycle this. Oh,
hey, Patrick.
What? Shut up. before you say anything. Shut the fuck up, motherfucker.
Oh, are you trying to audition for, like... You ever seen... You remember that... Remember that Chappelle Show skit when he's like... That was, of course, Beautiful talking. Beautiful does...
No.
Beautiful does... And Beautiful, of course... Does
no.
On weekends, Little Richard in gay movies. That's Patrick. All right, you ready?
I want a shot.
I was born ready.
All right, cheers. All right, that's close. I don't want to spill. You know me.
Yeah, not over the board.
Yeah, don't do it on my desk, motherfucker.
If I were to spill it, I'd spill
it. Y'all can't handle your liquor.
Who are you right now? Why? Like, you take an extra dose of homosexuality tonight or what?
No.
Triple dose.
Yeah.
Nope.
I like penis.
No. That's you, Andrew.
See, I bet you don't even have the PSAs tonight that we never got to play.
Ooh. What? Well, you should have been on last week.
We did play them last week. They suck.
Yeah, they suck.
They weren't as good as
Patrick.
What?
He's a little salt. I mean, no, rusty.
Misty must not have been helping him this time.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, man, your other ones were way like dope, man. They dug in deep. They got personal and shit. Like,
yeah,
my stereo that fucking sucks. And like, and then I got like the thumbs up, and I'm like, hey, I'm your proctologist. Let me stick my thumb up your butt.
Yeah, you like that, don't you? You want to stick that shit up somebody's ass, huh?
If we were on Facebook, everybody'd be bouncing right now because they sound like a dip shit.
I can't hear anything.
Shit full of dip.
I can't hear nothing.
Dip shit. Dipstick dip shit. Mm-hmm.
All right, so going back to my question. Focus, yeah. Y'all. Y'all got anything for the holidays? Christmas, so, New Year's, whatever.
Holidays, I have a kid. It's like, so, no, I have a kid that's going to be probably with us. I do have some kind of holiday plans. You know, we're going to go over to her dad's house because, you know, mom is not here. So it is what it is on that.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. It's like, so she's here. It's cool because you can have her here like in spirit.
Yeah.
Because it was very difficult to try and go back and forth to Granbury and also Louisville. And then, of course, the other two kids, we got to figure out how they do with their parents, the other parents. And so it's not what I say a blessing, but it does make the planning of the holidays easier. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's kind of why I was asking, because you got two kids from two different relationships. So I was wondering who's going where and what and how that's all going to transpire, if y'all planned that ahead or not.
Because like before your mom passed, it was like, so we had to split between the other two parents, right? And then we had to figure out how to involve Lindsay's parents, but then also figure out a way either that weekend or the weekend after to go out to my mom's.
Right.
So it was like, it was a lot of driving. And so I'm kind of glad that I can shave a little bit off of that travel time, because, you know, frankly, I just, you know, I don't want to drive for the holidays. I'll be good going down the street. It'll be good.
Right.
I did originally want to go out to the farm, but I mean, thinking about it, like, it takes planning. I've been busy every fucking weekend. Holidays are stressful this year, man. It's been one thing. Your birthday's coming up.
Stressful this year.
James's wife's birthday's coming up. I got to do, like I said, I'm booked solid through the fucking end of the month. Dude, I'm doing lights on his, like,
I haven't done that yet.
Like, we're not going to talk about it because it's supposed to be a birthday.
Oh, my God.
But no, I haven't done that because he, you know what I'm saying, it's going to take a day to do.
Did he ever show up this weekend, Saturday?
Yeah, he got it like 20 minutes after y'all left.
Are you serious?
Yeah, 20, like 30 minutes after y'all left.
Oh,
and so they brought him this little remote. It's a little Mario Kart, but it's a remote control Mario Kart.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, this little thing is fucking cool as shit, man. Like, it's like,
bro, I got to show you something downstairs on my new fucking screen. Okay. So there's, think of Mario Kart.
Yeah.
But instead of Mario characters, it's Family Guy, American Dad, and all of like the cool cartoons.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm like, oh, this is, we're fucking playing this shit.
No, so it's, so he, because he texted me and I was like, Legos, because I was busy with the stick kid, right?
Yeah.
He's like, fuck, man, we already got something. And I got an RC car. And he writes back, it's Mario. And I was like, oh, fuck, you are gold.
Yeah.
Like, everything this kid wants is fucking Mario, except for this birthday party.
Right. Yeah, which is and weird, because I was expecting a whole bunch of Mario.
Because Jackson had a Mario birthday party.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, he won. He,
dude, I was like floored, because I was like, Power Rangers is still a thing?
Yeah. Actually,
I was like, that was around when
they have like four or five generations of Power Rangers. There's like Turbo Dino, Dino Zorbs, Dive fucking Genesis shit. Fuck you, like, I'll kick you in the ass, Red Ranger. Like, no, it's, yeah, they have, they stay, they continue, because the 90s, yeah, is like, I could watch it in the 90s if like something better wasn't on, because I just couldn't do the Godzilla type scenes, because that, did you, that part, so originally Power Rangers was, that part was filmed in Japan.
Oh, okay.
And then they dubbed in the other parts when it came, when it, once it got over here to America. And I just couldn't, like, it was so cheesy for me.
Yeah.
Like, I just, that wasn't my thing. I'd rather be watching, like, Tailspin and DuckTales.
Oh, yeah. That shit was the bomb, man.
DuckTales. Woo!
Fuck yeah. That shit was awesome. Yeah. And it's, like, brilliant when you think about it from a film or, you know, movie casting standpoint, because they're all wearing masks. So you never really see their faces, right? Or do you?
What, in which one?
Power Rangers.
Oh, no, yeah, you did.
Oh, you did?
When they transformed and, you know, formed the big robot like Voltron,
uh-huh,
they would flash to these battle scenes, and it was like little Tokyo getting stomped on by Godzilla and one of his enemies. And that's why I never really got into it, because it was, and the acting, like, they, when they acted in high school, that was cool, but the thing is, they had masks on, so when they were talking, they had to act extra in their scenes. They're like, you and me, we were combined, because I'm going to shoot you down, or karate chop. I don't, you know what I mean? And they'd have to move while they're talking, and they're like, you're not going to talk to me like that. All right, we're going to super zorb, blah, 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 jah. I'm like, whatever, summon, lick my nuts. Like,
hey, you know what? You suck as a actor.
I never pursued
acting. Yeah, I know, but you would suck as an actor. I wouldn't even try.
Well, that's better than just sucking in general, like you. On cocks. Sucking on General Cox. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but I got all the comebacks just ready. Yeah.
Okay. Ding! Whatever. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you haven't gotten a shit. You haven't given a shit in days, because it's so shoved up inside you from all them dicks. Keep it up.
There's Andy. I was wondering where he's at. It only took him 53 minutes to get out of your show.
Cool. I got at him a couple times, and now he's trying to force a reaction.
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you the truth. You would suck as an actor.
Now you got me like, let's fucking see if he would.
Let's see if he would.
Let me tell you. Okay.
No, you still suck. So don't even try. Hey,
that's so stupid.
Oh my god.
Hey, you ought to suck a dick, chicken. Chicken. You like orange chicken or suck a dick chicken? Kung Pao. You like classic? You're so stupid.
That was pretty good. Like
people.
Kung Pao.
You like people, okay? You know, like the neuter. I ordered a noodle for like 5 times. You painted the nail.
Yeah.
Or you wear the ice out Nike. The tall tee. Tall tee look like
dress. Sorry, are you making fun
tall
of?
Tall tee look like dress on you.
Are you making fun of? Who
come
you
down
fun
to
of?
Knee. Come down to knee.
Who are you making fun of?
I don't know. Say I can't act. Let me tell you. Okay.
There's old Poot. I miss old Poot.
I saddle you up and I ride you like old pony. Okay? You've been on the Earth too many years to fuck with me. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, you see what Bobby's riding?
What?
Patty gets enough shit from him at work. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but y'all haven't worked together, what, like 20 years?
What? Try to work together.
Patrick like patty cake. He's a patty cake.
Wait, does Bobby work with you at your current job, or did he work?
Current.
Oh, okay. I thought he worked with you like years ago.
No.
Gotcha.
Patrick likes in the book side. Book side is for you. Word Andy, so he invented for you. You like the book side.
Yeah, okay.
Right. I'm glad you admit. Keep telling me I'm a bad actor. I'll fuck you up in accents, too.
That's too bad you can't hear my sound effects.
Oh, you mean farting?
Yeah.
What if he was like, hey, he's like, yeah, you can't act. You're a bad actor. You're a bad director.
Ooh.
Ooh, swung low.
You could be like Tom Young, you know.
You like Mark Young. What?
And everything. You have a mark here. Just kind of walk in a zigzag area. Okay.
What's he talking about? He likes young men.
Yeah.
No, Tom Young.
Long tongue.
Tom Young, fucking asshole.
Guy, I think, is what
Tom
he said.
Young, you fucking idiot.
Long tongue.
He likes him young.
He like wrong tongue. Okay. He like a hot pot tongue.
Oh, you like dim sum?
You like the hot pot tongue? You know, you pick up the food with the hot pot tongue.
Okay.
Hot pot tongue. Tongue. You use the tongue. I used to listen to Drew Hill. Tongue, 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 tongue.
Did y'all hear that?
Tongue, tongue.
Shit.
I like to listen to tongue, tongue. 5-6 people listen to tongue, tongue. For Patrick.
Am I still loud?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because I turned your ass way the fuck down.
Really?
Yeah.
All
right. Now that I figured out how to fucking do that.
Facebook. Man, I'm glad everybody's hanging out with us, not talking about shit this evening.
I know. We got like no stories, nothing pulled.
But hey, if you did want to hear about the local ghost and haunted spot and are you looking for another ghost or spirit to look for, somebody got murdered down by the old Alton Bridge today.
Not interesting.
Yeah, man. And it almost was Patrick because he was talking fly like this. But you know what? He managed to escape. It's pretty close to home. It's right down the street from us.
So you do realize when we did the random Nautica, we went to three locations, two of which had murders. One of which was previous, and in this one,
well, that one wasn't a pastor. That one wasn't a pastor, though, was it? That, or was a pastor? And that's not where the murder took place.
No, they said it was in the parking lot, supposedly, like on the gravel road. Which I'm like, how did that even happen? There's like so many people going in and out of there. Like even when we were there, there was like a ton of people coming in and out of there.
Yeah, it's a pretty busy hot spot. I'm kind of wondering that myself. I'm not really understanding, you know, how. I saw the picture. I saw it on the fucking Lake City's What's Happening.
Page. Oh, the Gazette or something.
On their page. And then they posted a link and or just talked about it. And I went and Googled it up and saw what happened.
I saw
where they were taking, like somebody was sitting in the parking lot and took a picture of the police themselves. But that's just it. I didn't recognize the parking lot. It didn't look like where we usually park to walk into Goatman, where Goatman Bridge is. I'm trying to pull up the details right now.
Yeah, I tried to open that link that you sent, but apparently our firewall at work was like, nope, not going to happen.
So this is the Cross Timber Gazette. And of course, my phone's wanting to be a biatch right now.
You have an iPhone.
Okay, update. Man found dead near Old Alton Bridge. Denton County Sheriff's Office is conducting a death investigation after a man's body was found in a secluded parking lot, secluded parking area over on Old Denton. Old Alton Road. Sorry, I'm taking a page out of Patrick's book this evening. About 8:15 a.m. Tuesday, someone reported there was a man dead in a gravel parking lot on the east side of Old Alton Road, a parking area for Old Alton Bridge Trail between the Copper Canyon Road intersection and Old Alton Bridge. The man's body was located near a dark Mitsubishi SUV, according to DCSO news release. Tarrant County Medical's officer has identified the man was Alan Wilson, 42, of Denton.
Oh, shit.
Anyone
Alan Wilson
about his death, please contact the police department. But at the same time, they're not saying what exactly kind of death it was. So, I mean, what, maybe suicide? It doesn't say anything about gunshots or anything.
Or that there's like a threat, you know what I mean? Like, or that they're closing that area off.
Hey, if you murdered this guy, please let us know. Please give us a call and tell us. Like, fuck, man. Jesus.
That was...
Yeah, that's not going to get us banned or anything.
No. Thanks, Andy.
Like, Jesus?
No. If you murked somebody, please let us know.
Yeah.
Big Black Howard Stern. You remember when that serial...
Yes, and it come to find out, like, the dude was really the murderer or whatever.
Yeah.
You are the murderer, and you want to call in and be a guest on this show, please out yourself now. Patrick.
What? Oh, I wasn't listening. What'd you say?
Nothing.
Got too much cum in your ears.
What? I wasn't listening. What'd you say?
Rest my case.
Yes. You just proved Andy's point.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Proved whose point?
Andy's.
It's like when he tries to ignore something, he still ends up fucking himself.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yep. Precisely.
Yep, exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself.
So where'd you and your girl go out to eat last night?
We went over to Angelina's.
Denny's? Denny's. With the Denny's and like Denny's,
every time I've eaten at that motherfucker, it's been fucking good.
Yeah, didn't we go there once upon a time?
Yeah.
What was that for?
Late ass night.
Yeah, it was late as
hell. We didn't feel like driving all the way to the motherfucking Waffle House.
That's true.
And I ain't gonna lie, man. That shit was pretty fucking good.
That was pretty good.
There was only, like, I think there was only with two people working, though.
Yeah.
So me and Lindsay went another night, and this fucking, like, young couple was in there, and they fucking, it was really fucked up. Like, the chick we watched, like, she passed us as she, like, went to the bathroom or something. He got up, went to the bathroom, and then ducked out the fuck. They dined and dashed, dude.
Oh.
It was her and it was her and somebody else. And I felt bad, so I went ahead and paid for their meal.
Ugh.
Because she's like, it was a 70. She goes, it was almost a $70 tab at Denny's. She's like, they kept ordering, and I had a funny feeling, and I tried to get in between them before it happened, and next thing you know, they're both. And so,
well, don't they have cameras or anything?
The dude, the dude, literally looked at me as he's walking out the window because I didn't realize what was going on because we had just got there.
Yeah,
and I saw him walking out the window. He threw the deuces at me.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
He ended up calling the cops and shit. Who the fuck are you talking to on the podcast right now, Patrick? Are you on the
phone? I'm talking to y'all.
Okay. Sound like you're having your own conversation. I was like,
no,
here.
No.
All right. No. I retract the statement. I'm an asshole.
Oh, yes, you are.
There you go. I knew he'd have to agree with me.
Yes. I do. Yes.
Yeah, dude, it was fucked up.
So yeah, it was fucked up.
Me having the heart I had, she got us our food out immediately and didn't let it ruin her night. So I was like, you know what? Because she happened to mention how much the tab was, and so I paid an extra $70 on the tip.
Ooh.
She's like, well, sir,
you know, that's really mighty nice of you, Andy.
Every once in a blue moon, fucker, I pay it forward.
Hey, you know what? I didn't call you a name. You don't have to call me a name, fucker.
Oh, wow. Patrick speaking peace for once.
I know, right?
I am speaking peace. What's wrong with me speaking peace? I've done it. I've paid it forward before.
Oh, yeah? Tell us the time when you paid it forward.
No, I don't know. I can't remember.
Exactly. Because it didn't
happen. I did for a mother and his her two kids at Walmart back in 2017, 2016. Yeah. So, yeah.
What'd you do?
I paid for their groceries. What'd it was like $45.
Carton of eggs.
$45 for a carton of eggs? Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of expensive.
Bro, they were, you don't even know. They were like that high during fucking pandemic shit.
Well, yeah.
When they had the egg crisis.
Uh-huh.
Right around the toilet paper crisis. I mean, I'm not saying the two are related, but...
yeah. So, anyway, go on with your story, Andy. I'm interested in hearing it. Are you done?
Well, I mean, you know, it was, I did feel bad. Like, you know, she was working by herself. She still fucking was kicking ass by getting our food. Food was good again.
Did you tip her good?
I told you, I tipped her, I tipped her what the meal fucking cost.
You got to remember, he's got the cum in his ears. He's...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. I wasn't listening.
Looks like an AirPod. like something about Mary.
Yeah, I wasn't. Okay. I wasn't listening. Okay, go ahead.
Clearly.
Uh-huh. Shit. All right, go ahead.
Anyways, I'm a good soul. You're not. It's cool.
You look like a dickhead on camera. You know that?
You are a dickhead on camera. Hey, well,
whatever. All right. And what's this shit about what Ashley was posting on our little text message and everything about? People are trying to mimic that shit.
Mimic what?
So this is something that actually is being done in certain areas. I don't know if it's tomato.
Are you fucking serious?
So, I mean, I saw the argument. I don't know if it was Dr. Phil, but it's one of those viral videos that's going all over the place. And they're like, they're trying to say like trans men fucking menstruate. And it's like, no, they fucking don't. You do not have the biological organs to menstruate. You can identify as whatever the fuck you want. If that's your mental fucking capacity, you do you. But I'm here to tell you right now, without ovaries and without a fucking vagina, you cannot ovulate. You cannot menstruate. You cannot have a fucking period.
Therefore, yeah, you're not a
plebe. You have to have a uterus.
I'm not going to tell you that you can't, if you feel like you are different sex or whatever, that's up to you. More power to you. Please go and be you. I don't ever want anybody to not feel comfortable in their own skin, but you cannot bleed from your fake vagina. Okay, don't be dipping your dick in marinara sauce and calling it a fucking period. Okay,
see, my thing is that why the fuck would anybody want to do that anyway?
Right, women don't even want to fucking deal with period, and then here's
so, I know. So the, women don't want to deal with the menstrual cramps and all that crap. So
the thinking is they are so obsessed with wanting to be the opposite sex and wanting to see that because they see themselves as that. They want to experience everything. So what they do is they try their best to simulate, not actually menstruate, everything that a woman goes through. So it's really fucking messed up. There's a reason it's called gender dysphoria. Okay, now again, if that makes you happy, you do you, but you will never truly menstruate. And the fact that if you're putting tomato sauce on your fake vagina, I'm sorry to hear to tell you, but that's disgusting as fuck. I understand why you're doing it, but don't fucking do it.
Right.
Oh, you just scared them. All right. Well, I think it's stupid. I really, truly, fuck, it's nasty. It's gross. I mean, you know,
my thing is like, you know, like with cookies and stuff on your browser, internet browser, and like all these surveys and emails and shit. If I want to opt out, I just unsubscribe and, you know, opt out. Like, why can't I do that shit with society?
You can't.
All these people that are just like, I'm like, really? Are you really that dumb?
That's I feel like that's like the same way.
You can do that.
Opt out, like a trial. And I also feel like we should have trial periods for presidencies. Like, we should be able to like date for a little while before we commit.
Yeah.
Like, that, I'm just saying, like, you know, like, let's feel this president out before we for sure say, hey, we definitely want him in
office. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me.
And then once their trial period is up, like, you know, then we get the vote.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. You mean you would vote for me again?
That Joe Rogan, he's a bad dude.
He's a bad dude.
He hang out with Putin.
Him and Putin, they Putin all the time.
He's a bad dude, man.
Bad dude.
Some bad hombres. Oh, wait, that was Trump. That's some bad hombres.
Right. Okay.
There he goes, having a phone conversation with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Really?
That's right.
Cool.
He would be a great motherfucker to throw in that group on King of the Hill. He'd be short as fuck. He's not as country as him, but I could totally see his bitch ass in front of a fence just fucking running his salty ass mouth.
No. Like, <for real. laughs> No. No.
Oh, speaking of, on that Mario Kart thing, King of the Hill is one of the other characters, and Bobby and all of them. I was like, dude,
Bobby.
Damn it, Bobby.
Just take a picture of
Bobby. Damn it, Bobby.
Face on it.
No, okay. All right, so what else? I think I finally got this working, I think.
Hey, you got shit working. I don't want to hear that.
What?
What?
Any of you guys got any Christmas parties or anything going on?
No.
Christmas parties,
yeah, coming up. Holiday parties.
I mean, there's one that I'm invited to. I'm not. You know, I'm a homebody now. Like, I want to finish fixing the house up before I spend the next 10 years doing it. I want to get it all done in the first year.
What's that?
Get all my shit done with.
To be honest, this new thing is not as good.
Well, yeah, no shit, because we don't have our FU page on there. It sucks.
Yep.
I mean, we got every fucking page except for the main one. I'm like, are you kidding me? And I literally canceled all the other ones and just chose the FU Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. It still said bandwidth is too. I was like,
How come it didn't?
What?
You're going to have to holler at them.
I think it's a Facebook. Yeah, I think it's a permissions issue. I got to deal with Facebook. I'm probably going to have to deal with them. Luckily, I screenshotted it so I can actually send it to them and be like, look.
You're starting to sound like me again.
Dude, that's all I've been doing all week long is battling fucking companies. They literally, like, going off on them.
Well, I feel like we shouldn't have prematurely left the last one.
Yeah, well.
I know. Right. Whatever happened, so that was Restream?
Yeah, it was Restream.
Whatever happened to StreamYard?
StreamYard, actually, they came back. They're supposedly better. I know Ikidmel, the guy that I follow on YouTube, he was using Streamlabs for the longest time. I think he went to StreamYard too.
Well,
I just like StreamYard worked. It was very reliable, but it just didn't have any bells and whistles. Like, it was very basic.
It was basic.
Yeah, for like what you're paying and shit, like it sucked.
StreamYard did?
Yeah.
Well,
Patrick, we get to see your fucking ugly face. Awesome.
It's better than this, I'm just saying.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
This will be good once we get it linked up.
Well, we need to like, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the screenshot. I'm gonna send it to him first thing in the morning tomorrow, and figure that shit all out.
Send it to who?
Wave.video.live. So the good thing about this is I have two different companies for technical support. So yeah. I have AppSumo and I have this company. So literally, like. If one doesn't answer, the other one will force the other one to answer.
Right.
And they're really, like, I've bought other software through the AppSumo thing, and the software has always been really good. And whenever I've had problems, they've literally solved it, like, within a couple hours.
Yeah.
Whereas, so you remember your DID, the AI thing that you create all the stuff with?
Yeah.
Remember I found an alternative?
You didn't send me the link.
You know why?
Why?
Because nothing on their platform fucking worked.
Oh, okay.
Like it went through everything. Everything showed up perfect. The sound worked great and everything. And then you go to render, and it was all fucked up. And I'm like going, and I even tried like multiple different things, and I tried putting it onto a slideshow and everything else, and
yeah,
literally nothing exported correctly. And so I literally sent them email, and it's been 4 days, 5 days, and I still haven't got a fucking response. And I told them, I was like, I want a full refund.
You're not going to get a response.
Yeah, well, they're going to get my fucking bank reverse charge coming soon.
Right. Yeah.
Because that's some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, right. Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How the Bills doing, fuckface?
Not too good.
Yeah. I can tell you how the Cowboys doing because they were on Prime. They kicked some ass.
But you know what? I'm not gonna be a bad I don't know. Anyway, good for them. That's good.
So who has a better record now? Remind me.
Cowboys. and that's fine. Good for them.
I know we don't do great.
Maybe most of the year, but I don't think so.
Most of the time we have a better record than them. I'm just saying. A lot. What? A lot of time we do.
No,
yeah.
There's a lot of
homos on your team, I know.
There's a lot of emotional shit going on in Buffalo. I don't know why.
Yeah, because they're homos.
Look at him biting his tongue over there. I'm so glad you turned your camera
on. I'm sure they're emotional because they're a bunch of bitches.
You're an asshole, dude.
Oh, man.
The only one who isn't a bitch is the one that had the cardiac failure and got up like a man and came back out. The rest of them are bitches.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. How's that old Josh Allen doing?
Patrick's like, he's still ranked number two in the NFL.
Is he really?
Yes.
Who's ranked number one?
He's not.
I thought it was Mahomes.
Ah, yeah, that kind of figures.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's on fire. Because so is Kelsey. Kelsey's having a good year, man.
He's having a good year.
He's tearing it up.
He's playing. He's
swifting, you know?
Like, he just boosted his cred, like, for real, for real.
So let me ask you. Anybody know who he was if he wasn't, you know?
I did.
Mixing the swizzle with.
I only knew him because they had him and his brother. That's the only reason I knew who they were.
I had no idea who it was until the whole T-Swizzle thing came out. And
I've seen him. So his dances have always, whatever he does in the fucking end zone and shit, have always been, I guess, viral kind of shit or whatever. I'm not a big fan, but I knew who he was because of the brothers. It's the only reason I knew who he was.
I didn't even know he had a brother until you just said that.
His brother plays on the
Well, game. I like Jason Kelsey better than I do Travis. Travis is an arrogant little shithead.
Well, I mean.
Tell me how you really feel.
No, I'm not going to do it.
He'd probably rape you, so I'm just. a little aggressive, my bad.
Yeah.
Just showing you how it's done, Patrick, that's all.
Okay.
This is how you act when you're in the seat. You don't have this pride shit behind you and stuff and fucking have this fucking... Isn't this the one when he puts it on his head, it looks like a Klan hood?
Yeah.
Isn't this the one?
That is the one.
He's a gay Klansman.
What are y'all laughing about? I can't hear nothing.
Yeah, you're such a fucking liar.
Oh, Patty cakes.
Bobby's been drinking.
Patrick's first ride was a fucking dinosaur.
Yeah.
No, I can't hear you. I thought you couldn't hear me, fuckface.
Yeah, he's lying.
Yeah, can't hear you. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got to get up at fucking
2:30. That got to do with anything. It's not even 9 o'clock yet.
It's 8 o'clock. No. You know your bitch ass ain't going to bed. Where's Misty at anyway?
Yeah.
She's sharpening her knives.
She's somewhere around the house.
She's sharpening her knives over there.
Yeah. Yep.
Dude, how does it feel living in the house of death?
Feels pretty good.
Oh my god, I don't know how you sleep at night, bro. I would be
I can sleep.
An Annabelle doll and that cat that fucking looks like the spawn of Satan. I don't know how the fuck you can sleep at all, bro. I don't know how your anxiety hasn't gone through the fucking roof, for real.
Well, it has once, but, you know.
God. That's because you sleep with one eye open.
I can handle it.
Sleep with one eye open! Gripping your pillow!
Hey, Andy. Andy, I heard Lindsay. Right.
Patrick's gay!
Sorry, Andy. What? I heard that Lindsay wanted a pink or a black Christmas tree. You had to go with the traditional gay green tree.
I heard you had shoved your tree up your ass.
No, yeah. So that's what I mean. That's what I saw.
Dude, our tree isn't even up yet. I don't want to hear it.
I mean, what's up with that, man? How can you more let? How can you more let Lindsay have a pink tree or a black tree?
Spitting on your mic.
Answer the question.
Hope you put it on your mouth later.
No, answer the question. How come you won't let her have a pink or a black tree? Answer the question.
Why do I have
a,
no.
Why? Answer.
Why?
I want to know.
If Fine. I get my green tree, she can have a pink. You know, I'm starting to sound like
that. Why not? Why? Why I won't? I come. Saying. I just want to know.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
I know what. What? You know what I'm talking about?
What are you talking about?
Bro, do you need a green tree so that she can get her pink tree? Just take your pick downstairs. There's like 30 of them lined up. I walked in today and I'm like going,
I have a green tree. We just haven't put it up yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pre-lit.
Well, why don't you get a pink tree?
Shut up.
Or a black tree.
I think you need a black tree. You should put that in the bedroom. It'll look really cool.
It's racist.
No, it'll blend in with their fucking wall.
Exactly.
mm-hmm.
Or maybe put the green tree in the bedroom and the black one out in the hallway or out in the fucking.
That's racist too.
You should probably put
the black one out in the hallway. Goddamn racist out here. Shit.
Oh my god, it sounds reminds me of fucking what my boss said today. He goes, Devin won't ride with me because I'm Mexican. I was like, and he says this in the middle of a fucking restaurant. I'm like,
wow.
I'm with you to San Antonio, that, motherfucker.
He's like,
that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I was like, oh my god.
So Andy, how come you won't let her have a pink or a black tree?
Why? Why? Why would
I'm just asking I'm just asking a question. You gotta have a reason.
Like
you gotta have a reason why.
I have a white one and my green one, but where's she gonna fucking put it?
What?
It's not like we have a window out to the front to show everybody our fucking Christmas tree.
Oh. Okay, so just put it in the living room. Oh, man. It can still be pink.
Oh.
You know?
Oh.
And then if we come over there during Christmas, Andy, your tree's pink.
Oh. Andy, why are you so anti-pink tree? That's racist.
Yeah. And what? How come you won't?
I want to know. What
race. And you won't let her have a black tree.
That race identifies as pink. Please, please, I want to know because I want to.
Okay, so you won't let her have. You won't let her have a black tree either, and that's racist.
There's no. He's got. Me.
What was that?
You might be right on that. That's a little. That is.
Mm-hmm.
But if I let her, oh yeah, because I just said I let her have a white tree. That is damn.
Oh damn!
Shit, I was the racist. He got me, man. He got me.
Come on, Andy.
Come on, what?
What's the reason why you won't let her have a pink
come on,
or black tree?
Come on, anything, you nasty gay fucker.
I'm Remember. Just asking a question. All I'm doing.
You said, "Come on." I ain't know.
I want to know, bro. I just like to know.
I'm sure you would like to know.
Go Jeez, ahead.
I don't want to hear a bunch of gay fantasies. God.
That's not. How's that my gay fantasy?
Gay sanity? Gay sanitism? Sanitism?
Sanity.
Sanitism?
So how is that? I'm me just asking a question.
Kajabba, jabba, 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 kajabba, kajabba, jabba.
So go ahead.
Jabba.
And what are you doing?
Shabba-dabba-da.
And what are you doing? See, this, while you're doing that and you're texting somebody, you're trying to avoid the question, stupid ass.
Shabba-da.
Come on, man.
Tippa-ta, wada-da, wada-do, shabba-di.
Oh, my God.
It's like dealing with little kids.
So...
No, I just want to know. I just want to know why.
A white tree. I just don't. A pink or a black tree. Definitely not a black tree. What do you, man? I got enough death in my fucking decorations as it is. I've got fucking nightmare before.
No, you don't. You don't have shit over there.
I've got minions. I've got the fucking
minions. Really?
In my That's yard. Fucking
cartoon bullshit.
He works for Despicable Me. He's evil. They're evil. They're evil. Just like your fucking face.
Name is Patrick. I fit on everything.
No, you can't even you can't even answer a simple question, man.
I just answered it. I said I don't want.
No, you didn't. Not the. No.
What? Okay. What do you want? What do you want?
Okay. So.
Yes.
Get off your fucking phone.
No, because I pulled up a story for the evening, you butthole. Let's go ahead and tackle this one though. Come on.
What?
Fucker.
Tackle what?
The story you want to make about me.
I'm not trying to make
one. He's the only one on the screen right now, Devin. What the fuck's going on?
No, he's not.
He's playing around with the fucking.
Yeah, I'm not. Is your name Devin?
Shut up, bitch.
God damn it.
Thank All you. Right. You know what?
Fuck. What? Please enlighten me. What?
Oh, boy. I went through all this work, everything lined up, and this motherfucker.
No.
What, who, Patrick?
Yes, Patrick. You dick.
So, I do have a headline.
You do? What you got?
So, I don't know if y'all heard this.
A headline? You have a headline? What's the headline? Andy won't get Lindsay a fucking pink black tree?
Hey, Patrick, where's
That's
your
the headline?
Where's your hairline?
Don't ask for my hairline.
Got a headline. You don't have a hairline.
I can't. I have a hairline.
That's pretty rough too. So.
Hey, Bobby. Anyway, was, no,
that
the,
was pretty. That was pretty gay, Andy.
No, he does.
Oh,
who does?
Patrick.
Yeah, Pet Rock. Hmm. All right. So, Mexico bloodbath. Mom dies after shark bites leg off. Trying to.
I read about that one. Not interested.
A mother in Mexico died after a leg got bitten off by a shark in the ocean. Well, fucking where else?
Shark tank.
Thanks, TMZ. This as she attempted to save her daughter, who ultimately survived. The shocking aftermath of the shark attack in Milwaukee.
Really?
Milwaukee?
Holy shit.
Those of you who want to correct me, I don't give a fuck. Do it. Was caught on video that made the rounds this weekend, and it's incredibly brutal. You can see the 26-year-old Maria Fernandez Martinez being carried to shore by a group of bystanders and her limbs. Well, this says limbs, like owning. It's got apostrophe S, so it is just like limbs missing. People screaming terror as those nearby rush over to help flag down the first responders, but sadly, no one had a tourniquet on. No, I'm just kidding. But sadly, Jimenez ended up losing her life after a massive amount of blood loss.
Well, of course. I mean,
per local officials, Jimenez was in the water with her 5-year-old when she noticed a shark swimming close by about 75 feet from shore. The mother quickly hoisted her daughter up onto the floating platform. However, the animal ended up going after her instead. Wow, she looks fucking, the mom looks fucking young, dude. The child is said to have been uninjured in the episode, but it's an absolute tragedy because she lost her mom. Law enforcement shut down the beach in the aftermath, including surrounding seaside areas, as a precautionary measure. It's unclear what species of shark may have been responsible. Jimenez is reported to have been a former marine biology student. So shit, talk about irony.
It was probably baby shark.
At the University of Guadalajara and lived in Jalisco.
Oh, Jalisco, Mexico, home of the greatest tacos on the planet.
Sounds kind of tasty right now. But
yeah, dude, oh my God, we had $150 worth of tacos today.
I mean, that to me, that's either Tuesday. Your leg gets bitten off to me that says tiger shark, great white, or possibly bull shark.
What about a nurse shark?
Because, I mean, one bite.
Even, no, the nurse shark would put it back together.
Even bull shark.
A nurse shark?
It would duct tape it back together.
Duct tape that shit.
Just like.
Nurse shark.
Just like
Patrick's mouth.
Yeah. Like
need to do what?
Fuck, man. God damn it.
What?
Nothing. How you doing?
I don't know. All right.
Bobby, if you're still watching, do you like Pepsi? Is that why your name is Pepsi 1-2? on YouTube.
Yeah, what's up with that Pepsi one too? I want to hear the story behind that, Bobby.
Oh, God.
Since you're the only one commenting tonight, since nobody else knows we're even live.
Yeah, no one has the YouTube's notification. We should probably like, hey guy, by the way, guys, we are on YouTube. You can't catch us if you don't find us on Facebook. Like, oh, a little late now.
Right? Damn it, Bobby. Literally.
Yeah.
He's topping it right now.
Okay.
He's doing it like this. He's got his phone, right? Like this. Got his phone. Just kind of.
Oh, he doesn't have it glued to his face like you do?
Like this?
No, No,
I'm Patrick. Patrick glues his hair.
Look at that. Look, he's saying it's dead chat. This shit is dead.
You ain't lying. You ain't lying, sir.
But what?
Stop avoiding the question.
What?
Do you like Pepsi?
I don't like Pepsi.
Not. Never mind.
I love Pepsi Wild Cherry.
He obviously wasn't listening.
Oh, yeah, I know why. I know why he's called on fucking YouTube.
Why don't you fucking enlighten us?
No, he's gonna do it. He would tell it, not me.
Yeah, because you're not
so.
But it's cool.
Huh?
What? Yeah?
Yeah? All right.
God.
You're not supposed to fucking call me that. Worship false idols.
I'm not calling you that.
Sure sound.
No.
Oh, shit. Jeffrey Dahmer's father died finally.
Oh, damn it.
Kicked the bucket 4 hours ago, apparently, or something. Well, you know, him and his dad can reunite in hell.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
They both got a special place in hell.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, his dad looked the other way, let a lot of shit go. You know, he's just much to blame, I think.
Yeah.
God, this is the deadest podcast we've ever
well,
had.
What do you want? We're not on our shit. There's no interaction.
Yeah, it's hard with no interaction.
It threw us off.
It's hard.
I know.
Any fucking stories pulled, and somebody didn't put any fucking PSAs.
It's all good, man. We could have winged it, but the thing is not being on Facebook threw us. Boy, if we had interaction with the audience, we could make it make a show. You know, that's how good we are. I mean,
yeah, but. But, I mean, you know.
Oh, I know, but you don't usually have. You're missing the dick in your mouth. I'm sorry. I know. That makes for bad.
All right, that's it.
Don't forget the balls, dude.
I'm done.
Oh, we made him mad.
Patrick.
Fuck up.
No. Is he talking? Oh, he's got a mic at home now?
Yeah. Yeah, he jacked one of the ones from here.
Oh, look at that. He's got a little black condom.
No, I didn't. How? How did I? No, I didn't.
Yeah,
they're all still in there. I didn't jack all the ones over there.
Black condom and all that, man.
I know. I'm surprised he got the condom on because he usually.
I'm going to spit all over your microphone so there's crusty fucking shit hanging off your microphone. Come back here.
You should peanut butter and jelly it.
Nah.
Failed.
Oh, we're not going to do that.
Much of a bitch it'd be to clean. God, this delay is fucking horrible.
I know, and it's weird because like the delay on the phone is not as bad as that. It's so weird. I wonder if YouTube has a worse. That's YouTube up there, so I'm wondering in how bad the
look at this dumbass face. Like on my computer, he's frozen.
That's funny.
I mean, who?
Patrick,
you.
No. Oh my God.
Man, this is so difficult.
Is it?
Is
it really?
Yeah, because we got no content. We got no stories, no nothing. And there's...
It's lame.
Yeah, it's lame.
That's me. Every time I enter the studio, it goes ding, ding.
Why do you keep entering and exiting?
Because fucking the camera shit goes off all the time. Where'd Patrick go?
Well, we booed
right here. What?
Why did we boot him? I want to see his face.
We booted him because he got mad and he exited out the camera.
Oh, what a homo.
I know.
What?
I don't know. Anyways, it's 8:30. Do we keep going?
There he is. Nah, we can cut it early. I just wanted to test everything tonight. Clearly, there's some issues. So this wasn't really like our, and I shouldn't have branded this as episode 192 or whatever, but because usually we have content, except for tonight.
Yeah.
Patrick, grab your mic with both hands real quick.
Screw you, man.
Like, you know, you got it. It's like upright and everything. I feel like you should be like this. You know, like, that's the natural pose for you.
No.
Okay. Is that
so
when
next
you
week,
were acting, is that how you entered into auditions? You were just like, I need the job.
The fuck are you talking about, man?
When you used to audition for acting gigs.
I never auditioned for acting gigs.
Oh, okay. I saw this one where you were like a bum, and I figured, you know, bums have to suck dick for crack, so I figured you fit the part. I don't know where this material comes from. I don't even write this shit down. It just happens. It's all organic. Kind of like those blowjobs you get. Somebody stop me!
You're so fucking stupid, dude.
Yeah, I know.
I swear to God.
It happens, you know.
What, you're stupid? That's every day, man.
Well, and when my parents dropped me, I didn't pass the bounce test, so that's why I'm broke.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, if your baby bounces and you drop them, you're good. If they don't bounce, you're fucked.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So next week, we have Jay. We need to have this fixed.
I'll have it fixed.
Yeah.
By tomorrow.
Okay, that's cool, man. We have Jay, Leslie Miller on the 19th. We have Sawyer, St. Andrews on
Sawyer?
January Tom 2nd.
Tom Sawyer?
No, Sawyer. We have Sawyer Andrews on January 2nd.
Lawyer Andrews.
Do you not pay attention to text? You fucking idiot. Okay, you know what?
What?
Go get a guess, man.
Guess who?
I said go get one.
I like playing that game too.
Go get one, man.
Up one all night playing it because I had an anxiety attack. What?
Did you play by yourself?
Oh, you said guest. Guest.
Yeah, go get one.
Props on how you're the one who provides those guests all the time. Never once so I was like, Patrick doesn't provide the best guests. I think I've sung his praise quite a few times.
Yeah, you have, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Damn right.
I'm waiting for three more people to come forward and let me know when. So,
threesome. So you're kind of giving into those kinks Misty keeps talking about. Okay, cool.
I knew it was only a matter of time.
I'm just going to keep going.
Jesus Look, Christ,
everything
man.
Says around.
Yep.
Yeah. So... Yeah, so Jay next week, Leslie the next week.
The microphone.
Yeah, you're 19th. Like totally overmodulating.
Oh, am I? Sorry.
Yeah, like
hamburger. You know what I heard?
Yeah, that sounds like a. Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Okay, so am I still?
Are you still?
Am I still overmodulating?
You're moving. You're not still.
All right. Well, whatever.
Is that how you sound after one pump?
Like the turtles.
Yeah.
Get you out of the old shell.
All right, well, I'm out, and I'll update the calendar.
Was it?
I'm out, and I'll update the calendar.
All right, then he's out,
with
y'all.
The day that she came out.
So what's his name?
Was this the day you came out to your parents,
Bobby?
Or us?
What?
Is this the day you came out to your parents or us? Did you ever tell your parents you were gay?
If so, how gay did you tell him you were?
Whether he answers yes or no, he's fucked.
Yep. Yep. Oh, there's the comic gold I missed.
Shit. Love you, buddy.
So how many years have you been gay, Patrick? Can you count it on one hand? Two hands?
He's like, I'll let you guess.
Or both your hands and feet? Or is it more than that? Can we start taking bets? Can we go to Vegas and start doing the odds?
Can you talk?
The over-under?
Or over-under? Under-over? It can be over-under.
Under-over?
No. Under-over-done. Do you remember that? Airplane 2?
Oh, no, I never did see that.
He's an under. He's all power bottom.
He's over, under, underdone.
See? Power bottom.
Look at that. Bobby. Bobby's like, roasting us, man.
I mean, like I'm roasting you?
No, Bobby is. This is just a bunch of shit he drunk.
Hey, Bobby, we're still waiting for your fucking story. Way to contribute to the podcast.
Way to go back and trying to grow beyond your base. No, he's talking about you, Patrick. When you
No, he's talking about the podcast, man.
He says grow. If he's talking about growing, he's definitely talking about you.
Oh,
needing.
I don't think so.
Route.
All right. Well, I'm done. I'm out. I'm gonna go to sleep. I gotta be up at 2:30 and Bobby wins. What? Bobby wouldn't switch shifts.
Oh.
He wouldn't switch shifts with me, so.
Some animosity.
Yeah, that's why.
Listen to him. Here can beep, beep. Here comes the bus. Let's throw Bobby under it. Publicly.
No, I was talking to him about it earlier today. And when I started talking about it, he just looked at me and goes, no, I got plans. I said, yeah, okay. So I didn't even say nothing else to him.
To troll our comments, that was his plans. Missed out.
Yeah. All right. Okay, y'all, I'm out. I gotta get up.
All right, everybody. The
just
two
sucked.
People listening, thank you. Appreciate it. We'll have some real good content, and we'll fix these issues.
All right, next week. Yeah, next week is Jay.
And Patrick will bring some tissues for the issues.
No technical
difficulties
at all. Because
we know he's got a fucking stockpile.
What?
Huh? Go listen to the beginning of the podcast. You'll understand.
Well, with the salt.
I didn't hear the beginning of it.
You don't hear shit.
Cool. We know. It's all that cum in his ears. We got it. We already talked about that 20 minutes ago.
You see how he's like, I want to fist you. Did you see that?
Yes.
Like, but I was like, I want to fist you. Remember, like, we don't get down like that, dude. You need to chill. That's not how you ask me out.
Your time is coming, man. Your time is coming.
For a fist? Jesus Christ.
He's going to start with
as
one finger.
As he points his
no,
finger.
No,
start with one finger first.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Thumbs up. I'm going to be really fucked. God damn it.
No.
Oh,
that was good. That was wrong. That was the wrong time to say that.
We start like these, and then we go like these.
We'll start with one, and then we move to
it. Yeah. All right.
You'll like fist.
All right. Everyone. Thank y'all for tuning in. Bye, catch y'all. You next time. And we'll have all this shit fixed. Thank God, hopefully. Woo!